From the diagram, we may note that movement along the demand curve is caused by change in price of a commodity. When price of the commodity increases from 10 shillings to 20 shillings, quantity demanded reduces from 20 to 15. This leads to movement along the demand curve from point C to B, representing a decrease in quantity demanded. On the other hand, when price of the commodity reduces from 10 shillings to 5 shillings, quantity demanded increases from 20 shillings to 30 shillings, leading to movement along the demand curve from point C to A, representing an increase in quantity demanded.